Good afternoon. Excited to move on. Excited to be a part of the remaining four teams that will play this year for the this weekend for the respective AFC and NFC championship games. The game yesterday was really eventful and meaningful for our team to go into Green Bay to play against the reigning champions, for which we have tremendous respect. We always talk about the turnover margin, and of course that was huge yesterday. We were plus three. We felt very much so from a team that had only had 14 turnovers in the course of the entire season, 14 giveaways. That was exceptional. They were a team with plus 24 and really had played from the other side of it all year long. And yesterday, the opportunity for us to be a plus three team, we had one turnover, they had four, was a huge part of the game, as you know, of being there. The other things which were the highlights were the, in addition to the turnovers, the fumbles, et cetera, were the recovery of the surprise onside, the recovery of the must onside kick. Derek Martin did an outstanding job with the surprise onside. Victor came up with the must onside. The play before the half where there's no timeouts and it looks as though we might be stalled in our own end of the field, and Bradshaw makes the outstanding run, saves us 6 seconds. And then we go into what we call flood tip, which is the desperation play at the end of the half for the end of the game, and are fortunate enough to hit it, which is a very rare thing. You see that a couple of times a year, not many. But that was a big boost for us to go into the half at 20-10. And then to come back out, if you look at just before the half and then at the beginning of the third quarter, we had the turnover, we had those plays I just talked about. Then we came back out, they drove the ball, and OC got the big strip, and Deion Grant came up with the ball for us to thwart another one of their drives, turn them away. I congratulated Mike McCarthy and the Green Bay team, Aaron Rodgers, for the year that they had. And it was an incredible year when you think about the accomplishments that they made and the numbers, the performance that Rodgers had with a quarterback rating of 122 was just an incredible season for them. So we look forward now. I did see a little bit of the San Francisco game, as I mentioned last night, and they were very physical. A hard-fought game I did not see the end of, but I tried to read about it the next morning, and the 49ers have played extremely well all year long. They've rushed the ball. They've played outstanding defense. The quarterback came up with huge plays in the game the other day to help his team win, and so we're looking forward to digging in and preparing for the 49ers.
Tom, what's the biggest thing that you'd still like to clean up and get better at as a team?
Well, I think there's a lot of things. I think one is our consistency with the run, which has been very sporadic. Yesterday we did make some plays, some chunk runs toward the end of the game and at the half, which substantiated our numbers, but the consistency I don't think was there to the extent that we would want it to. So that would be the number one thing. We were 2-for-5 in the green zone yesterday. With touchdowns, we've been much better than that. We need to make sure that that improves. I think that although the 147 yards rushing by Green Bay, 66 of those yards were by the quarterback, we still had a 19 and a 29-yard run against us, so that has to be, we've got to do a better job with that. And then from the standpoint of our special teams play, our field goal protection had a leak yesterday. We've got to get that shored up. Our kickoff coverage, which has been outstanding late in the game with our ability to maintain leverage and contain the returner, I was a little bit upset about that. So I think those things would be just something that we might start off with as far as improvements go. None of which any of you people care about. I know that. I got that. Another question by...
Tom, is it successful with that play, the flood tip? Does it lose its shelf life? Do you have to sort of redesign it the next time you use it?
You can tinker with it. Everybody knows if there's Usually we put 5 seconds on the clock. We put it anywhere. There's different versions of protection that you use according to where the ball is on the field. So that gets tinkered with. And the releases, people come up and jam your releases. So you do have to do some things, prepare some things for that as well.
Tom, you've coached a lot of good receivers over the years. Have you ever had one with hands quite like Hakeem's?
These are special hands now. I mean, you mentioned it. I could give you a bunch of guys that I personally had an opportunity to coach that were, great, great players. But this guy's, when he gets his mitts on the ball, that's why, as I said last night, when I saw those red gloves go up, I thought, goodness, he's going to be up above everybody else, and we'd have a good chance to catch that one. He did.
As a former wide receivers coach, can you appreciate that even more? Specifically, what he
did? I could appreciate it if I was, an offensive line coach. That's pretty special.
Tom, when you drafted him, you passed on some other pretty good wide receivers below him. Did you see that in him? Was that one of the reasons why you drafted him?
Very much so. That and a lot of other things. A couple of them you've seen in the last 2 weeks. I think he's a lot faster than people give him credit, especially when he's being chased. Plus, he came out of the other end after he got hit. He got tagged pretty good by Pepper, and it just kind of knocked him around, turned him all around. He remembered which way was north, and away he went.
You say you saw some of the Niners game. How much difference is Alex Smith over the weekend that you just saw as opposed to the one that you faced?
He's done a great job all year of taking care of the ball, doing exactly what he's been coached to do. We saw that in our first appearance out there. His team believes in him, and he certainly has reinforced that with his play last weekend.
Tom, the Niners' defense, is it as the most physical defense you faced this year, and where do they?
Well, I'm not going to get into that part yet. I'm not ready for that. I haven't studied them yet. I'm just getting started, and I'm on special teams. But I will get to it, and I will say they're very physical, and they played us tough the first time around.
Tom, when you played San Francisco the first time and you lost Boldy to injury at the half, how much did that change what you wanted to do defensively?
Well, you watch the way he played last night now. Oh, he was very, very good. Michael Boley played very well last night. He did an awful lot of things he rushed the passer with the 2 sacks. He had hits on the quarterback. He was very physical in his tackling. He covered well. He displayed a lot of the things that he can do last night. And, of course, when he's on the field, we have a lot more options than we have when he's not.
Do you expect a letter of explanation from the league on that Jennings fumble, non-fumble?
I doubt that there would be any explanation at all.
Is there anything you saw today on the film that made that any clearer?
There is, but I won't go into it.
Now, do you ever look back on plays during seasons that maybe turn things around, like Victor's 99-yard catch against the Jets? Maybe there isn't this if there isn't that. Do you ever look into that?
Not at this time. I will. At some point, I will.
Tom, on that.
I'll look ahead. Most of the time, I look ahead. Game's over. Let's go to the next one.
Tom, on that Jennings call, it didn't go your way, but historically, you have had success in challenging replays. You haven't this year in these past 8 calls. What goes into those decisions? Why do you think you've had success? And then what's been the answer?
Well, it's a sequence that we have always believed in. And I believe, I want to say at the beginning of the season, it was probably the best in the National Football League for a lot of years. But having said that, we have a sequence that we use and that we discuss. And usually I'm looking for the most proof I can get. Now, we've lost some challenges this year without empirical data. I'll be the first one to tell you. Either somebody's closed it out for us so we can't see it, or we didn't see it as well as we should have. But usually it's one of those deals where you wait until you're told exactly, because I'm always saying, do you see it? Have you seen it? Can you prove it? Can you tell me it's there? So that's how it works. I think we're 0 for 100 here in about the last 3 weeks.
What are some of those sequences that can you share?
None of your business. Thank you.
Tom, are there any injuries that worry you at this point or anything to speak of?
There's always some people nicked on after a physical game like that. Whether we're worried about it or not, I think you got to wait till Wednesday. We'll see. Today and tomorrow are big days as far as exactly what the issue is, whether we have to deal with anything. Anything that'll go forward or not. Right now, I would say I don't think so, but we'll see.
Did Blackburn have a shoulder thing?
I don't know if it's a shoulder. He may have got a little stinger, a little burner, but it didn't prevent him from going back.
Because of the numbers, it's so easy to say that Eli took a massive leap from last year to this year. Did he, or is it that his wide receivers are not, you know, causing as many interceptions? Has it been sort of steady improvement?
It's always been steady. Everything's been steady about Eli. Everything is, and it's always going forward. And it's just like anything else that's very fine. It has developed and it will continue because of the way he works.
Could you talk a little bit about the way that Kevin Gilbride has tailored the offense to the newer guys this year, like Cruz and Ballard?
Well, the number one thing in coaching, which I think our guys have done a very good job this year, Kevin, the entire crew, to be honest with you, Perry, whoever you're talking about, our assistant coaches, our special teams coaches, Quinn, you know, that whole group. What you have to do first of all is to evaluate your talent and see exactly what your talent level is and what they can and cannot do. And then from that point on, you design and you improve and you move forward. And, you know, the combination of what the coaches have seen and we have seen and the individuals and what they're capable of doing and the direction that all these people have been pushed in is the result of which you're seeing, you know, on a weekly basis. In the very beginning of the year, if you want to take Victor, it was the Philadelphia game that showed you what, in fact, he really can do. And there's been many, many incidents of it throughout the course of the year. You know, Jake Ballard's development, especially early on prior to the injury and the things that he contributed. Again, a big catch last night for a huge first down. So,
Tom, how has your relationship with Antrell evolved over the couple of years he's been here and him being introduced to a little bit of a different style from you, a little bit stricter than maybe he'd been used to?
It's, you know, I think it's my relationship with Antrell is very good. Very good. We've always been straight up front with each other, and you know, he's played. I'm telling you now, again yesterday. I mean, he was all over the place, literally. 8 tackles, fumble recovery, good solid pass coverage too. I mean, the one ball that Jennings caught on him was perfectly thrown near the sideline. That was the one, but that I point out. But he's played very, very well. He's very much into it. You know, he's. You see the bounce in his step. You know, I just very pleased with the way he's, with his attitude, first of all, with his outlook. He's a very bubbly kind of a guy, a smiley guy, gregarious guy, and really has fit very, very, very well with our other players.
Tom, you mentioned three of the
final four teams are very defensive oriented now. They're capable of being defensively dominant in an offensive age. Meanwhile, the Packers and Saints are going home. Do you have any conclusions to draw from that?
Other than the fact that, you know, as this thing unwinds and the further it goes, the teams that are playing very, very well and take full advantage of their opportunities with a good formula have the opportunity to continue to advance. You want to know about defense, you want to know about offense. I think it takes all three. It takes all three playing in harmony with one another to give you the opportunities that you need to win.
Tom, you mentioned OC's play earlier.
Excuse me, wait a minute.
Go ahead.
You mentioned OC's play earlier. He's obviously made a habit of those. He has a knack for making plays like that. Does it ever get taken for granted?
No, never. Never. No. He plays hard. He goes hard all the time. And he goes 100 miles an hour in practice, too. And sometimes you just have to say, oh, you know. But he goes hard, and the way in which he practices is the way in which he plays. And he's always, always looking to make a play.
Tom, it would be very easy for a team to get too high after that monumental victory yesterday. I didn't see any of that from your guys. How would you describe the mentality and the emotions of your team right now? How close is it to what you want it to be?
Well, they were very excited about winning, you know, which we do. We enjoy the post game. We enjoy the locker room. The guys are very, very very much into it. They're very, very excited. They're emotional. And by the time we get it all under control again, we start talking about the next game, then they start. And by Monday, by this morning, they're all in here with the idea of looking forward. So I think they've handled it well. I think they will continue to.
Tom, what was your take on the flag on OC? And can you coach around that? Can a player learn around that kind of flag?
Aggressive football play. Quarterback is following through as he releases the ball. The hit is from the side. There's no helmet involved. It's from shoulders to waist. We'll coach that one forever.
So why is it a flag?
I have no idea.
Did you think Rogers laying on the ground for a little while after that threw the flag?
It was a late occurring flag. That's all I can tell you.
Tom, because this season was so unique due to the lockout, you didn't have all the mini camps and all that stuff, did you envision with all these new guys coming in that it might have taken this long for this team to kind of come together and be cohesive? Because it was such a unique situation.
I don't know. There's another storyline for you. I really, you're getting philosophical with me. I'm looking forward, okay? Can I stay with that for a while?
Anything else? See Entrell's T-shirt here today?
Which one?
The Syracuse one?
I did.
Have your approval?
It had, as of last night, it had my approval, yeah. Thank you.